You're listening to God in Flaw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
Today, I bring to you a word of encouragement entitled Dependency. Dependency. And when you hear the word dependency, you would have to think that it is the state of being dependent. Dependency is the state of being dependent. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I know quite well, because I am a human being, I believe I know how other human beings function. Huh? We don't want to be dependent on anyone. Our pride will not allow us to be dependent on anyone. Hence, we want our own ride, and we want to be able to buy our own this and our own that. Come on now. And even those of us that are married and have spouses, we come to a place where pride can be so rootless in our lives that we want to depend on ourselves. My money this and my money that, and I bought this. The word we has quickly escaped our vocabulary, because it's now become me. It's all about me and what I have accomplished. It calls for dependency, total dependency. And who will you depend on? So if you are in the mind frame, if you are in the area of belief, determined to make it to the kingdom of God, I'm here to let you know that pride cannot be a factor. I'm here to let you know that self will have to die. I am here to let you know that yourself will have to be broken. I am here to let you know that you will have to surrender control. Lord, Lord, Lord. Somebody place your hand on your head and said, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. We are a people who struggle with fears. We struggle with pain, confusion, emotion, doubt, etc. etc. So many other things. God saw all of that. And guess what? He took care of it. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. But like people who are addicts, people who are addicted to substances, we keep on going back to that place for more. An addict is someone who is not cured of their addiction. Addiction cannot be cured. Hence, addiction, when you are addicted, you have to keep yourself away from whatever it is that you are addicted to. You have to develop the power of control. Because you want what you want when you want what you want. Come on now. And so if anybody should understand about addiction, it should be the people who determine to make heaven their sweet home. So, while God is patient with us, loving, forgiving, he too will come to a place where he says, enough is enough. A parent will tolerate, and a parent will be there for their child. But there comes a time when the parent says, enough. There is absolutely nothing more that I can do to help my child that I love so much. Enough. Now the fear of God coming to such a place with us. It's terrifying. It's okay if my parents wants to give up on me. But if God come to a place where he says, enough, I have done all that I can to no avail. That is not something any of us wants to hear. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So until we learn how to trust God and become completely dependent upon him for all our needs, that we will ever desire, we will continue to live a life like an individual without hope. Hello out there. Anybody home? Anybody home? Yeshua came and he took a child. I want you to come with me now. And he placed a child in the midst of the disciples, and he said to them, church, I want you to listen to me, because you know that my passion is for us to make it to the kingdom of God by any means possible. That is why I don't sit down and plan messages to allow you to feel like, oh my God, my pastor can preach. Oh my God, just listen to all of that rhetoric. No, I'm not here to excite you. I am here to help you get to the place called heaven by any means possible. So Yeshua took the child and he placed a child in the midst of the disciples, and he said, except you become like a child, like one of these little ones, you will not enter the kingdom of God. A child is completely dependent upon his or her parent. A child does not worry about where their next meal is coming from. I spoke to a parent this week, and with the tear in the parent's eyes, the parent said to me, I can recall the days when I had to make the dinner and it was only enough for my children. And they would look at me and said, Mommy, why are you not eating? And I said, it's okay, baby, go ahead and eat. Go ahead and eat. And the parents said to me, Senior Pastor, I was starving, but the food was not enough. So I had to make a decision, feed myself or feed my children. the ultimate sacrifice was made, and she fed her children. Hallelujah. Just like God has already made the ultimate sacrifice for us. When he saw that sin determining against us, he made the ultimate sacrifice of himself to give of your child is to give of yourself. He made the ultimate sacrifice. Somebody shout the word total dependency. Total dependency. And so if I am a child of God, I now have become the responsibility of God. Lord, 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 Lord. Do you understand that even if you purchase a dog, and if you don't do right by the dog, if the dog don't get its shot, if you don't feed the dog, if you don't bathe the dog, and anyone find out that the dog is being mistreated, you can be reported and you can serve time to mistreat your dog. Your dog is your responsibility. And the dog is depending on you. So even if you don't have a child and you have a pet, it is your responsibility to take care of that pet. Now. The Lord have given the perfect picture to Solomon. Look at the lily. The lily is most beautiful. And the lily does not work. The lily does not take care of itself. This is how God beautifies us. This is how God takes care of us. But we are addicts. We are addicted to stress. We are addicted to worry. We are addicted to fear. We are addicted to confusion. We are addicted to doubt. And so now anxiety has become our friend. And so every time, listen, if I should ask you to raise your hand, how many times you hang your head in shame because you doubted God and God came through for you anyhow? If I should ask you how many times you have driven your blood pressure through the roof because you thought you was not going to see this month's rent. How many times you have driven your blood pressure through the roof because you thought you was not going to make that car payment, but you're still driving, but the mortgage is still paid, but the rent has been taken care of. I am a child of God. May God have mercy on our souls. So he said, except you be like a child, you will not enter. So if heaven is your ultimate mission and your final place of arrival, then let me ask you this question. When was the last time you checked your behavior? When was the last time you checked your attitude? Come on now. Come on now. I heard the elect lady said that she give God thanks for the spirit of forgiveness. A child does not hold grudge. A child does not have the capacity to grudge. Come on now. A child quickly forget that you have hurt them. They'll come right back to you for that candy. They come right back to you for that milk. So the question is, how does a child think? Or how does a child behave? Let us examine ourselves, saints. Let us examine ourselves. Because there are some of us. There are some of us. We don't listen to anyone. We don't listen to husbands. We don't listen to wives. We don't listen to fathers. We don't listen to mothers. And we sure don't listen to our leaders. Because we are completely strung out. We are high with our aptitude 24/7. We are high on our independence, independent of ourselves. Unfortunately, if you plan to make heaven your home, you must surrender that kind of control. And you must depend on your God 100%. We must trust the process of God's provision. We must understand that God's got us in the palm of his hand. Jonah thought he could make it to Tarshish without God. Jonah says, I'm not going to do it your way, God. So Jonah says, I am going to take a ship. I am not going to listen to you. I don't have to listen to you. It did not end well for him, did it? Come on now. Saul refused to humble himself even though he was the king. Wait on Samuel, he is the priest. He will come to make the sacrifice. But Saul could not afford to wait. He went and made the sacrifice himself. He lost the throne. Anybody listening to me? There are some of us that believe we have already arrived. Some of us have already come to a place where we feel as though we have to do it our way. Can I tell you, you need to get back to God's way? Can I implore you to get back to God's way? If you desire to do evil, I want to let you know you cannot accomplish your evil on your own. Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord. Somebody said, Lord, have mercy. So even when you plan to do the wrong thing, you cannot execute it by yourself. What does being dependent on God really look like then? It simply means that if you must get a job, you need to say, Lord, is this the right job for me? even though it's in your field. And I've got news for you. God will have you to choose a job that pays less, because he know that that is the right environment for you, because he know that that's a place where you can grow. When you are dependent on yourself, you choose the job that pays the more money. But when you are dependent on God, you pray and you listen. Lord, 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 Lord. You are about to buy a house and you're going to ask the Lord, which of these houses do you want me to choose? Because I am completely dependent on you. I heard a young student says, I'm sending out application for colleges. And she said, every application that is sent out, her prayer over them is, Lord, let your will be done. And I'm telling you, that struck a chord in me. And I said, now, a child, begin to understand that it is the will of God, and only the will of God, that is going to allow us to get to the place where we truly need to be. You can get to a place where you want to be. The question is that the place God truly wants you to be? Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Am I talking to anyone? Am I talking to anyone? When Saul was being a persecutor of the believers, one day God met him on his journey, and God said to him, Saul, it is hard to kick against the prick. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how the enemy is terrorizing your life, God have a day when he will silence your enemy. Now, who am I talking to today? When you decide to have it your way, you are going to meet God in the way. He will meet you in the way. I want to share with you a scripture that jumped out at me this week, and I determined that I would share it with you. So, talking about dependency was not a part of the plan when I intentionally purposed to bring you this scripture, but for some reason today, this is what God wants you to hear. Dependency. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father but through me. Somebody shout dependency. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Dependency. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Psalms 20. Dependency. Therefore, when he prayed, believed, somebody shout dependency. Give and it shall be given back to you. Somebody shout dependency. Knock and it shall be opened. Somebody shout dependency. When we don't depend on God for our every move, we live a very stressful life. Every time you get in your car, you ask the Lord to take you to your destination safely. Somebody shout dependency. And even though we eat our foods, and our foods supposed to do our bodies good, we pray over our foods before we eat them. Lord, bless this food that it will be good and nourishing to my body. Somebody shout dependency. Lord, help me to be a good neighbor. Dependency. May God have mercy. May God have mercy upon our souls. The Apostle Paul says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it reads, and I'm reading from the verse 3, it says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. To be sanctified called for dependency. For we cannot sanctify ourselves. We cannot justify ourselves. He said that you should avoid sexual immorality. That each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable. You see, the thing about me, we can't even control our own bodies if we are not dependent. We have to be dependent on justification. And when we accept justification, then we begin to apply the control. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. He says, verse 5 said, not in passionate lust like the pagan. I'm telling you, I don't want to be classified as a pagan. Because a pagan has no dependency on God. A pagan don't know God. So a pagan have it his or her own way. They make up their own rules and regulations. They make up their own standard by which they will conduct their lives. But because we are dependent on God, we receive the plan of salvation. Come on now. Who do not know God, like the pagan who do not know God. And that in this matter, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or a sister. When we are dependent on God, we don't do each other wrong. What does that look like? It tells me then we have to be very slow to react. We have to think before we make our moves. Dependency. Lord, how do you want me to handle this? Lord, how do you want me to deal with this? My God. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins. The Lord will punish all those that refuse to depend on Him and having life your way, making your decision without putting God in it.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
Now there's life.